Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
It's CTL time, everyone. That would mean the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. And today, you're going to be able to spell that K-O-A as we're about to patch in Toby O'Rourke. This portion of the program is sponsored by amac.us/carry.
For just $16 a year, join us and unlock a world of excellent travel savings on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, movies and events, food and dining, and an array of other products and services. When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, you're joining a community of over 2 million members who love America, saying no to agendas you don't support, and saving big time with exclusive travel deals, making it truly a win-win.
As we'll soon celebrate the birth of our nation, reflecting on the freedoms our founding fathers fought for, well, that's important. Every day they seem to be under attack, so besides all the great savings on travel and other items you're going to receive as an AMAC member, they're also dedicated to protecting our American values and defending our rights. Membership is just $16 a year, or you can get the election year special that delivers 4 years for just $30. Visit amac.us/carry to join today, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As Robert said at the rejoin, KOA will be our focus for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and that is Campgrounds of America. And their CEO, Toby O'Rourke, is a show friend, and we're looking forward to reconnecting with her. So off to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline we go as Toby joins us now.
Great having you back on the program today, Toby.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you guys again. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are very welcome. So 2 weeks ago, during our Travel News Roundtable segment of the show on the June 8th live broadcast, you know, I was discussing how inflation, high fuel and food prices, high interest rates, they have created some bargains out there for those that can afford it, for RVs and boats. I know Thor Industries, for example, the world's largest RV manufacturer, they reported last quarter their sales were down about 40%. They're now focusing on building models that are cheaper with fewer bells and whistles. We know camping and RVing remains popular. It provides a less expensive way to travel. So let's start off hearing from you, Toby, on the health of Campgrounds of America, and give us a snapshot of how your current operations are out there.
Absolutely. Well, definitely, we have had a huge boom coming off the pandemic. You know, leading into the pandemic, we were seeing year-over-year increases. That's, you know, stayed consistent. We had that huge surge during the pandemic, and that's what you're seeing happening on the RV side, is they also had, you know, record level surge of interest in RVing, and then there's going to be a natural drop off. We are starting to see things normalize again as we head into this year. Things are tapering off, but we're still way ahead of where we were pre-pandemic in terms of people that are getting out to camp.
Toby, when we travel and interact with hotel operators, airlines, even car rental companies, as you said, the world today, it's not the same as it was pre-pandemic. There are a lot of inconsistencies across those sectors of travel, and staff shortages are still noticeable. We found that to be less the case in the cruise sector of travel, but that industry works a little differently with most crews on contracts. I'd enjoy hearing how you're doing overall at KOA. Do you feel you have at least close to full employment at most of your locations, and anything that you see is working really well to drive the business currently?
I do think that staffing continues to be an issue. We also saw the effects of staffing shortages that, you know, a lot of other travel sectors are seeing, as you just noted, and also, you know, in restaurants, et cetera. But that said, a lot of our workers on our campgrounds are sourced from something we call the Work Camper Program. These are traveling campers. Many of them, you know, have been camping long-term for their whole lives, or it's their new retirement job or something they're just starting out with their young family. And they're on the road in their RV going from location to location working. So in some ways, we do have some staffing challenges in local markets, but we're insulated a bit because we can tap into this really strong work camper network, which is really thriving. People love to be outdoors if they have the ability to work outdoors, even better.
Yeah.
When we saw people shifting out of traditional hospitality jobs during the pandemic, we saw something like camping being really appealing to those people who have been in guest service their entire careers, want to continue in that, but now want to be outside or have more flexibility in their travels.
Oh, terrific model, yeah.
Very interesting to be able to tap that and obviously experience folks. So about a month ago, KOA released its 10th annual, I mean, it's unbelievable, 10th annual Camping and Outdoor Hospitality Report. I know our team wanted to print it out for us this week so Mira and I could review it, but truthfully, it is such a detailed document, it would have taken several trees to make that happen. So Mary and I, we just used the online link. But you know, we both of us, as we were going through it, we found it interesting that you're showing basically 4 out of 5 travelers have prioritized health and wellness. And that means, you know, forest immersion, meditation, yoga, simple strolls being important. And slowing down in general is truly to just enjoy experiences out there, and what life can provide to is something around 60% of travelers are prioritizing. So what are some other key findings that caught your attention, Toby?
You're right. I think people are just so busy, right? And things are so stressful. Now we're in an election year. And I think there's just, you know, this desire to disconnect a bit and slow down. And that's what we're seeing in our recently released experiences report. You mentioned our research. Because we do have so much research and we've just done so much over 10 years and there's so much things we want to explore, we are actually splitting that into 10 separate segments this year. So we've released the first three or four in that series of 10, and this latest one focused on experiences. Slow travel, but also the natural events, natural occurrences. People really were excited about the eclipse, mm-hmm. but it didn't stop in April. We're seeing people seeking out, you know, wildflower blooms, butterfly migrations, other solar events or celestial events. So, and I think that that's also another trend. And also, you know, agritourism, food tourism, those continue to increase year over year.
Toby, just as you'll find within other sectors of travel, KOA certainly has competitors like Good Sam or Jellystone Park. Hip Camp certainly developed over the years recently. But as this show transmits out to our now 585 weekly stations, I'd love for you to share with our listeners tuned in, what are some of the differentiators of a KOA experience out there?
Well, we definitely like to think that we are camping for everybody. There's so many ways people like to camp. People like to bring a tent. People want to travel by RV. Glamping and luxury accommodations are increasingly popular. And at KOA, you can find all of those different segments. Also, what I think is unique about KOA is we really are, you know, across North America. We have over 515 locations. We've been doing this now for 62 years. We have a lot of institutional knowledge built in about how we deliver guest service and some of those things that we know are core to that outdoor hospitality experience. But first and foremost, you can probably find a KOA pretty much anywhere you want to go.
Well, that's true. Yeah. I mean, you drive
and you're
down,
so well known for all your amenities.
You can't
and,
miss the, yeah, the red and yellow signs as you go around,
but
right?
That's, I mean, a good point. Location.
And size matters in this case. I mean, there's no question about that. And by the way, you know, the glamping thing, it's just the way that has taken off is unbelievable for us. You know, if we go back 5, 6, 7 years when people were just talking about it, now it's a big part mm-hmm. of travel out there. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Toby.
I was going to say you're right. And in fact, when we do our research, more new households came into camping and outdoor hospitality last year through the glamping segment than any other category.
That's interesting.
Yeah, right. When we might have seen, like I said, we're seeing some normalization and maybe things leveling off in some of the other categories. Glamping had huge growth, and I think that's going to continue. People are really attracted to this idea of having unique experiences outdoors. And at KOA, we also have another brand that we've developed called Terramore Outdoor Resorts with a flagship property up in Maine, and that's all canvas tents. This is in safari tents, highly appointed furnishings, bathrooms.
Is it just that one location right now?
Just the one location, okay. Right. And we're looking to expand that. And there's some other great glamping operators across the country because we're seeing people who may not consider themselves campers. I don't want to sleep in a tent or I'm not ready to go in an RV. They are drawn to this idea of sleeping outdoors in a unique way, whether that be a treehouse or a yurt or a canvas tent. And so that segment continues to grow, and it's attracting a whole new segment of people to the outdoors. And that's what I'm most excited about, is we've had a great, really strong camper base, but now we've got these people who maybe stay in resorts and are now looking for what is the glamping option in that area.
Well, the variety of camping, I agree with that. All right, so this conversation we're having right now is part of our Chief Travel Leader segment of the show. Sometimes we like to broaden it, get a little personal. I believe your time with KOA goes back to, I think, 2011 when I was looking.
That's right.
You've been in the CEO role now since March of 2019, so you've seen a lot of change in the industry during that time. What are some things that you know you love about the camping and outdoor sector of travel that you think, you know, it can sometimes be misunderstood?
You know, I think thing I said earlier, it's for everybody, right? And I think that that's probably what's most misunderstood. And I was alluding to this a minute ago. A lot of people don't think camping's for them, but I guarantee it is. There is a way that you can connect in the outdoors. You can stay in the outdoors. There's so many just different ways to do it, and I encourage people to keep an open mind. When I started in this business, you know, a lot of people within my social circle was like, ooh, camping, that's not for me. I've seen that change dramatically over these past 13 years, but now that there's just so many ways to camp, it's now so appealing to people. 1 in 3 leisure travel trips are actually spent camping.
Are they really?
And that's a huge correlation to the pandemic. People discovered the outdoors, and they love it, and they're sticking with it. And so I think for those that don't think camping's for them, I guarantee if they try a deluxe cabin, for example, at one of our campgrounds, these have bathrooms, these have kitchens, these have TVs, all those comforts that you would want in a hotel, but you have a fire experience outside. Your kids can go to a playground and play.
Listen,
and in many ways, campgrounds are just this, almost like a small town.
Yeah.
Everybody gets along with everybody. You meet your neighbors. You go, you know, share a beer over a campfire.
Listen,
those are things you do at a hotel.
Yeah, we're going to have to leave it there. And I know, by the way, June is National Camping Month, so another reason for folks to go. Always nice connecting with you. At some point, we're going to need to figure out a way to do this in person. But we do thank you for your time. We hope you enjoy the weekend, okay?
Always good to talk to you guys. Have a great summer.
Yeah, likewise. You too. Take care, Toby.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there goes Toby. Nice connecting with her. KOA.com, folks. We're going to step aside for some important sponsor messages. RJ is coming at you with the open road and the D block this hour. The destination spotlight is also ahead in about 20 minutes as we take you up to Mackinac Island. The NCF will be ahead to start hour two. We're going to travel the world from your own kitchen today. Plus, listener emails, deals of the week, a lot more. 90 minutes to go in the show before we leave for Texas to begin the big Let's Go America tour of Frisco. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.